Jesus, our eyes are on you tonight. All eyes on Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus, we lift you high. We lift you up. But we lay down our lives for you. We say, have your way in our life. Do what you want to do. Speak to us. But I thank you that we will be a people that will walk in step with your Spirit, in radical obedience to everything you call us to. Fill us tonight with your Spirit. Lord, I pray for a filling, a baptism of your Spirit with boldness and courage and strength. But we can't overcome this world on our own. It's in you that we become overcomers. It's in our weakness that we become strong. We pray for your strength. But throughout the churches of Colorado, we say, would they be strengthened by your Spirit? Would we get out of our own strength and into yours? Would we let go of our own ways to step fully into yours? But I ask you tonight for a filling of your Spirit, a fresh wind to blow across your people, a refreshing in times of repentance. Lord, even as we started just in that place of just repenting, of coming to you, Jesus, we say, we repent for trying to do things our own way, for not listening to your voice. Lord, we say, fill us again to overflowing. We ask you for the times of refreshing, for the, where there's been heaviness and weariness, you say, come to me, and I will give you rest. Lord, I thank you that in the coming, we turn from our ways. We turn from our own stuff and the things that we've been trying to do in our own strength. And we say, Lord, strengthen us by the power of the Holy Spirit. May we realize that we are just clay vessels made by the potter, made by the maker. We're clay vessels, but you breathe your Spirit into us to fill us to the fullness of your Son, that we would have the fullness of you, Jesus, in us, the hope of glory for the world around us. As we were just praying in the Spirit, I went to Ephesians 5, and it says, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then it says this, just adds this one little thing in there. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Lord, I thank you that as we behold you, Lord, that we would love one another with the same love that you had for us. Sometimes we stop with the Lord, we love you, but then when it comes to others around us, we're like, ah. Lord, may we submit to one another. May we love one another. May we lay down our lives, not only for you, but for one another. You say, do as I did. Love with the same love that I loved. Lord, may we have that love to love one another by the power of your Spirit. But help us as a people of Colorado to live a life in forgiveness, to live a life without offense, that we would come out of ourselves and into you, that we would deny ourselves, that we would pick up our cross daily and we would follow you. Lord, I thank you that as we get out of ourselves and into you, Lord, that's that true place of worship. It's actually the only place of true worship is when we're out of ourselves and in you. Otherwise, it's worship to ourselves. Lord, help us to set aside our own desires, our own needs, You say, seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, and everything else will be added. Lord, may we seek you first and not our own things. May we put others before us. May we love as you love. And Lord, I thank you that as we do this, Lord, that your Spirit moves us as a people. Lord, that we become those ambassadors of Christ. Lord, I thank you that we do not take the grace in vain. It says, for today is the day of salvation. Lord, I thank you, today is a new day. Lord, today is the day of salvation. Lord, may we be a people who lift up our eyes, who look about us and see the harvest that is around us. That it is now, it is today. It's not later, it's not, it's now. The harvest is ripe. We just need laborers. We just need people. Lord, awaken your church. Awaken your people. I was talking about this earlier this week with Jeff. We were just saying we need to pray for the laborers. Let's ask the Lord for laborers. The reason we don't have laborers is because we do not ask for it. He says, ask the Lord for the laborers. So, Lord, we ask you, Lord. We realize there is a harvest field out there right now. But Jesus, you rely on your people now. As you're at the right hand of the Father, you're interceding for each one of us to step into the fullness of the plans and the purposes that we have to actually be the laborers, to be the hands and the feet of Jesus, and that you say you empower us. You set a seal of ownership on our hearts that we would have the Spirit that would give us the power and the strength and the boldness to proclaim the gospel. That your kingdom is not a matter of just talking about it. It's a matter of power. It is your power that is at work within us. So, Lord, I thank you for a church that is not only being revived, but that is stepping in to the position that you've given us in authority to walk in power by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I thank you for this awakening of your church in this season. I just want to speak this real quick, and then let's get into it. This is out of Hebrews 10. And it says this. It's a sacrifice and offerings, burnt offerings and sin offerings. You did not desire, nor were you pleased with them, although the law required them to be made. Then he said, here I am. I have come to do your will. He set aside the first to establish the second, and by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And day after day, it says, every priest stands and performs his religious duties again and again. He offers the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But when this priest, Jesus, when he has offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. And here it is. Since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool. If he's waiting, what is he waiting for? He's waiting for us to step into the place that we're called to be so that the enemy will be his footstool as we actually engage in the authority that he's given us, as he's given us the keys to the kingdom, as he says, now I have all authority in heaven and on earth, now go. Lord, I thank you that as you wait, Lord, we act. As you intercede for us at the right hand of the Father, Lord, we act. We are the ones to make the enemies your footstool. It says, because by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. Lord, as we behold you, as we set our eyes upon the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, it says we actually are transformed into your glory with an ever-increasing glory. Lord, transform us to be more like you. Lord, we say not only that we have the authority, but that we would walk in that authority, that we would walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. that you would baptize us, Lord, that your Spirit would come upon us to strengthen us to do the very thing that you're waiting for us to do. Lord, would we make the enemies a footstool for you? Lord, would we step out and would we rise up to be the light of this world? As you are the light, that we become the light. As we reflect your glory, we reflect your light. And we say, come to this light. We hold it out. It's that, like stars in the universe, Lord, we hold it out in the midst of darkness, that your glory would rise upon us, that we would be a people where we see darkness and the thick darkness over people, but the glory of the Lord would rise upon us. Lord, let your glory come. Lord, as just as that, where the gates, as we lift up our heads, are you gates, that the King of glory may come in. Lord, may we be the lifters. Lift up our heads in this time. Look about us to do the work of the kingdom, to do the work of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We bless you, Jesus. We thank you for the authority and the power that we walk in by the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name.
Lord of the harvest, bring in your harvest. We ask you for the laborers, the laborers. Lord of the harvest, bring in your harvest. We ask you for the laborers, the laborers. Lord of the harvest, bring in your harvest. We ask you for the laborers, the laborers. Lord of the harvest, bring in your harvest. We ask you for the laborers, the laborers. Lord of the harvest, bring in your harvest. We ask you for the laborers, the laborers. Lord of the harvest, bring in your harvest. We ask you for the laborers, the laborers. Lord of the harvest, bring in your harvest. 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 Lord of the harvest, bring in. We ask, we ask you for the laborers, the laborers. Lord of the harvest, bring in your harvest. We ask you for the laborers, the laborers. Lord of the harvest, bring in your harvest. Bring in your harvest, Lord of the harvest, 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 bring in your harvest, all of the glory, all of the glory is yours, is yours, is yours,
it belongs to you,
all of the glory.
To pray, and then we have a couple people online as well, Nicholas and Danielle. Just let me know if you guys want to pray. Just take your mute off.
So this Friday is Sukkot. Next Monday, the Supreme Court of the United States meets for the start of their new session to go through cases. It just so happens, quite amazing thing is that in the synagogues around the world, they're reading 1 Kings 8, the famous story where the Ten Commandments of the Ark are brought to the temple, put in the right place. And if you keep reading that, you see the Lord blesses the leaders, and then the leader turns around and blesses the nation. So I'm going to pray in accordance with what the Lord is speaking to the Jews on the same day that our Supreme Court justices are meeting. So you can join me with that. So Holy Spirit, we ask that you would dwell in the chambers of the Supreme Court this Sunday and Monday, ahead of the time that they arrive. So when they come, they feel your presence. They see and discern your presence. And that among them, there would be a spirit of unity. And we just say, any spirits of discord, we command you to leave that room, that building. And Lord, we ask for your mercy that these justices would bring the law, your laws that would honor you, into this justice hall so that they may go forth and bless this nation. And that as they do so, Lord, you would bless each of these justices as they judge fairly and rightly and in accordance with your word. And by this, Lord, that your word, your laws would go out to bless the people. So we just ask your mercy on these Supreme Court justices as they come into to gathering this week, this next week, and help them decide the right way. In Jesus' name.
So, Lord, we're going to pray that you, the Lord of the harvest, send forth or thrust out laborers into the harvest. Lord, you've commanded us to pray that you would motivate and stir up laborers into the harvest. And I've been praying this for a while, and what's happening to me is I'm going to Chipotle, or I'm going to the grocery store, and I'm just seeing people who are just so, they're just like little lambs. I don't know any of these people, but I just look at them, and I just see God's heart. It's like, here's what Jesus said. You know, his disciples are sitting there and saying, why are you talking to the Samaritan? And aren't you hungry because you haven't eaten? And then they're just completely in the natural. Jesus said, you're looking at it's 4 more months, and then there's going to be a physical harvest. And you're just talking about food in the natural. But look at all these people. I tell you, take a good look. They're ready for harvesting right now. They're ready for harvesting right now. So the first thing I just want to pray is that the Lord would unveil to all those who are willing to be used of the Lord, that they would have his eyes for the harvest. Father, we ask you to give us a supernatural vision, a supernatural ability to see your heart, to have your compassion well up inside of us, that we would see the lost as truly lost, that we wouldn't just see people, we'd see those who are just inches away from stepping into eternity, either into your kingdom or vice versa. Lord, we ask you, God, to sweep across the body of Christ and put your heart of compassion. You are the Lord of the harvest. It's your harvest. God, we ask you to stir our hearts and give us eyes to see, spiritual eyes to see the true situation, the true nature of the people who are lost, and have compassion, God, and know that just a word spoken in season, a conversation, could actually bring them to a place where their hearts are ready to say, this is what I've been longing for, something I didn't know what it was. God, we ask you to reveal and unveil in our eyes, in our hearts, our spiritual discernment, the true situation for those we encounter day to day, in the name of Jesus.
Father, I pray that you would forgive us for times when we miss it, Lord, and help us not to miss it, God. Help us to be led by your Spirit wherever we go, God, that we don't miss it. Help us to be ready in season and out of season, God. to be ready all the time to speak for you, God. To speak for you, God. Thank you, Father. God, I want to pray for those who are the weak ones. The ones who are just new in the kingdom or on the fringes and they're struggling tonight. God, I want to pray for those that you'd strengthen them according to your word. We pray, Father, for them that you would strengthen them in their inner man tonight, God. Bring them along, God. Give them the meat of your word, God. Protect them. Protect your flock, your sheep tonight, God. Those ones who are weak and who are new to the faith or who are struggling, going through a difficult time, God. I also want to pray for those who are in shackles and chains and in darkness tonight, God, and how you love them. We cry out for souls tonight, God. We cry out for mercy, God. We cry out for your grace, God, for them. Cry out for a love encounter from the Father, God, a love encounter. We cry out for your Holy Spirit, God, to move on families and move on homes and move on marriages, God. We cry out to you, God. We thank you that you love those who are in darkness. We thank you, Father, you are in those dark places. God, dispel the darkness and behold, the light has come. We thank you. Your light has come to these people, God. Those who are in darkness, God, do not forget them tonight. Go to them. Go to them by your Spirit and your great love and your great love for them, God. Go to them. Go to them. The drug dealers, the prostitutes, the pedophiles, God. These ones, you did not come for the righteous. You came for the vilest of sinners, God. So we pray that you would snatch these ones, God, and bring them into your kingdom by your grace, God, by your mercy, God, by your love and by your blood. The blood, we declare victory through the blood of Jesus Christ. Victory through the blood of Jesus Christ. And strengthen your beloved tonight. Strengthen your bride. Strengthen us, God. Strengthen us. Thank you, Father. Strengthen us and help us. We are helpless without you. We are helpless without you. We need you. We need you. Thank you, Lord. We are broken. We are broken people, Father. Blessed are the poor in spirit. It's the last part. That's what it is. The poor in spirit. We are poor in spirit. In great need of you, the great I am, God. We are in great need of you, God. Build your church, God. Build your church, God, that the gates of hell would not prevail. We thank you, the gates of hell would not prevail. We give you all the glory in Jesus' name.
Be strong, do not fear, your God will save. Strengthen the hands that are weak. Strengthen the feeble knees. We say, be strong, do not fear, your God will save. Strengthen the hands that are weak. Strengthen the feeble knees. We say, be strong, do not fear, your God will save. Strengthen the hands that are weak. Strengthen the feeble knees. We say, be strong, do not fear, your God will save. Strengthen the hands that are weak, strengthen the feeble knees. We say, be strong, do not fear, your God will save. Strengthen the hands that are weak, strengthen the feeble knees. We say, be strong, do not fear. Strengthen the hands that are weak. Strengthen the feeble knees. Strengthen the hands that are weak. Strengthen the feeble knees. Strengthen the hands that are weak. Strengthen the feeble knees. We say, be strong. Do not fear, your God will save. Strengthen the hands that are weak. Strengthen the
chorus comes from Isaiah 35. And it says, to the hands that are weak and to the feeble knees, proclaim, be strong, do not fear. Your God is coming with vengeance. Your God is coming with recompense. Your God is mighty to save. So I just felt that as Teresa was playing. We're going to sing this in the Spirit. And we are saying to those that are weak, to those that are broken, be strong. Do not fear. Your God has the power to save. And then we're prophetically proclaiming, strengthen God, the hands that are weak. Strengthen the feeble knee through this intercession. We say, be strong. Do not fear. Your God, we say. Strengthen the hands that are weak. Strengthen the feeble knees. We say, be strong. Do not fear. Your God will save. Strengthen the hands that are weak. Strengthen the feeble knees. We say, be strong. Do not fear. Your God will save. Strengthen the hands that are weak. Strengthen say, be strong, do not fear, your God will save. Strengthen the hands that are weak. Strengthen the feeble knees. Strengthen the hands that are weak. Lord, strengthen the feeble knees. Oh, strengthen the hands that are weak. Strengthen the feeble knees. Strengthen the hands that are weak. Strengthen the feeble knees. Strengthen the hands that are weak. Strengthen the feeble knees. Oh, we pray.
And I won't leave.
Nicholas, it's all yours. Oh, wait, not yet. We can't hear you. Hold on. I turn the... Give us a sound check there. Not yet. Uh-oh.
I know he said Jesus, though.
We can read your lips, but we can't hear you yet. Hold on.
Jesus is king.
There we go.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. We exalt you. You are the Lord of all lords. You're the King of all kings. We lift high the name of Jesus Christ over Colorado, over all the church across the earth. And we thank you, Jesus, that you have marked and chosen your sons and daughters walking the earth to be born for such a time as this, God. I thank you that your Holy Spirit is surging within us a greater passion, a greater fervency, a greater zealousy for your kingdom, for your harvest fields, God. And we are crying out, God, collectively here tonight for the ecclesia, God, for a grace to be released upon the church, a spiritual hunger, a grace for an increased spiritual hunger, for the harvest, for bringing in souls to your kingdom, God. We ask you in your mercy, God, that you would grant us grace for an increase of spiritual hunger and passion for the lost ones, to see the ones burning, that we may provide them an offering, a drink offering of Jesus, the river of life in us flowing through us. And Lord, I thank you that you have been speaking that this is the year of the open door. And as we were worshiping, I saw an image of doors opening. Amen. And when the doors opened, I saw a rush of butterflies and flower petals. And to me, that speaks new life and flourishing in the spirit. And so, Lord, we thank you that this is the year of the open door and that you have spoken over your church that it is time to step into fullness of preparation for what you want to do. And Lord, was speaking to me several scriptures here. Matthew 24, verses 44. Jesus says, therefore, you also be ready, for the coming of the Lord is at an hour you do not expect. We know that he is coming so soon, but I believe that God is releasing upon the earth a contagiousness of Jesus that will exude from us, that the aroma of Christ, the intoxicating aroma of Jesus that is just spending in the secret place with him. And the second thing he showed me was First Peter 1, verse 13. And it says, therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, or other versions, prepare your minds for action, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. The rest of those verses is a call to holiness. And so I just want to pray over the preparation of holiness that's happening in the church right now, that's necessary for this move of God upon the earth. So Jesus, we just raise our hands and we cry out the same way David cried out. God, search our hearts, just in Psalm 139, search our hearts, God. Find any wicked way in us, Lord, that we may repent and come low before you, and that you would prune that which bore fruit in last season, that you would prune us, shape us, mold us, prepare us, God. Dip us in the holy glory oil of your presence, that we may reflect your honor and your glory upon the earth, showing the lost ones a Christianity that they've always longed for, but have come to criticize and judge. And I pray, God, for your church, Jesus, that we would be brought to this place of absolute awe and reverence in the fear of the Lord, and embrace the preparation, so that out of the preparation we're placed into position, and out of being in position we may proceed into the harvest fields, but to do so with one accord in the Lord. And God, we just pray and plead your blood, Jesus, over this time, over this sacred holy season, this harvest season that we are at in the natural and in the spirit, and that you would fuse your church together in oneness, God. The fellowship, the koinonia brought by the Holy Spirit, a supernatural bond of connection, of unity and oneness that can only be supernaturally brought by Holy Spirit. We welcome it as a church, God. We pray and hunger, and we ask in the month of October, God, just that your church would be crying out for the grace of increased spiritual hunger, to walk in holiness, to walk in the fear of the Lord, so that we can go into the harvest fields pure and full of pure oil. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord, yeah, we thank you, God. Yeah, just agree with everything Nicholas just prayed. I've been praying. Lord's been putting almost all of that same stuff on my heart. So, Lord, just thank you for that. Your Holy Spirit, you're just speaking to our hearts, God, and just praying through us. Lord, yeah, just Nicholas was talking about the open door. I was just reminded of a dream I had recently, and I was looking out of a window in our house in this dream, and some like explosive thing broke out, which I believe was like the glory of the Lord. It was like scorched earth, like explosive glory broke out. And then I walked away and then came back, and the window was a door. And so I'm just going to pray, Lord, we just pray for a spiritual vision, first of all, to just be released over your body, God. We just pray, Lord, just rip the veil off of our eyes, Lord, to the lost, God. Just mark our hearts, God. Just wreck our hearts, Lord, with the reality of the lostness of where they're at, Lord. Just help us to see the orphan versus the son. Help us to see, God, the lost versus the saved, Lord. Help us to see, God, we're so unashamed about the glory of this gospel and how transformative it is, Lord God. We've experienced it in our lives, Lord. We've seen drug addicts. We've seen people with crazy sicknesses and illnesses, Lord. We've seen people with their lives just in shambles. We've seen you turn it around, suicide. We've seen you break it off, God. Just open the eyes of your church, Lord God. Ekbalo laborers, Lord. Ekbalo laborers, Lord, that they would see. If they see, they'll move. If they see, they'll move, Lord. So just open their eyes, God. Open their eyes, Lord. Just rip the veil off of your church in Colorado, God, just to the lost, Lord. They would be compelled by love, God. They'd be compelled by love all across the state in Jesus' name. And then I just pray also, Lord, in the dream, the door was closed and there was a part I had to play, Lord. So, Lord, we just pray that people would just recognize just Christ in them, the hope of glory, that they would have boldness and confidence, Lord, that they wouldn't be just asking you to help them move, but they would just move. And thank you, Lord, that you've put that inside of them. Lord, you've put that unction in them. Lord, you've given them everything they need for life and godliness. So, Lord, we just ask for that proactive opening of the door in Jesus' name and stepping into glory, God. Stepping into glory, Lord. Your manifest nature just touching people and saving people all across Colorado. We just declare it and decree it in Jesus' name. Just a following, Lord, and just that proactiveness, and just that personal responsibility, using your own free will. And just thank you for the beauty of that. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to pray from Ephesians 1. Excuse me. It says, I pray that God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, would give us spiritual wisdom and insight so that we might grow in our knowledge of God. I pray, Lord, that our hearts will be flooded with light so that we can understand the confident hope that that you have given to those you have called, to your holy people who are your rich and glorious inheritance. I also pray that we will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. And now Jesus is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. And the church is his body. It is made full and complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with himself. Lord, expand our understanding. Give us spiritual wisdom and insight that we would grow in our knowledge of you. Jesus, we acknowledge your headship. We acknowledge your leadership. We acknowledge your supremacy. We acknowledge that you are central to everything and you are high above everything. That you have been seated in a place of victory. That you're not pacing nervously. That you're not waiting for a better report. That you're not hoping things change. Oh, but you are confident.
Yeah.
Because you are high and you are powerful and you are great. And you are greatly to be praised. And so, Jesus, we reaffirm in our hearts tonight with those strong hands and those knees that we are praying for, the strength to our knees and to our hands, that we reaffirm that our God is the source of our strength, that Jesus is powerful, and that he is mighty to save. And so, Lord, we pray that you would pour out salvation on Colorado. We pray that you would pour out salvation on the Front Range. We pray that you would pour out salvation in Douglas County. We pray that you would pour out salvation in Castle Rock and Lone Tree and Castle Pines and Highlands Ranch and Centennial and Englewood and Denver, Aurora, Jeffco. Lord, we pray that you would pour out a spirit of salvation. Lord, that you would pour out the miracle of a life transformed, of a heart born again. Lord, we thank you for your work. And we ask that you would send laborers to be a part of it. We thank you for your good plan, that it was God's purpose that the Jews who were first to trust in Christ would bring praise and glory to God, and now us Gentiles have also heard the truth and the good news that God saves us. And so, Lord, we thank you that you've identified us as your own, and you've given us the Holy Spirit. And so, Lord, we thank you for this guarantee, and we are pressing on for the full inheritance. We thank you for these promises in Jesus' name.
Jesus, the head of the church, pour out your spirit over the earth. Oh, Jesus, the head of the church, pour out your spirit over the earth. Jesus, the head of the church, pour out your spirit.
Start the meeting, he said that the same Holy Spirit that created the earth dwells inside of us. I was actually going to read Ephesians 1, but with a certain emphasis. This is in the Amplified. But Paul asked that we be flooded with revelation. He says, so that you will begin to know what is the immeasurable and unlimited surpassing greatness of his active spiritual power, which is inside of us who believe. So Lord, we just ask that was prayed for those who are weak, for those who are newer Christians, for those who are just have gone through a lot, that they would begin to have a fresh revelation that you, Holy Spirit, dwell inside them. Lord, that you, Holy Spirit, are there to be released into their souls and into their minds and to be flowing out of them, Lord, to touch other people's lives. Thank you, Lord, that you've made us, like Paul said, even though we have no adequacy in our natural person, that you made us adequate by the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for a spirit of wisdom and revelation in knowing the reality of the indwelling Holy Spirit that's able to sanctify us holy and make us fit for service. And then at the end, we've been talking, some of us, about the authority that has been given to us in Christ, and we just need to use that authority. It says, far above all, Christ has been raised in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, above every name that's named, not only in this age, but the age to come. And he put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet and appointed him as the supreme and authoritative head over all things. But he did that, it says, all things in the church. I heard someone teaching on this, and they said he put all things in subjection under Christ's feet. Well, if Christ is the head of the body, I've never seen a head that has feet coming out of the neck. There's a body in between the head and the feet, and that's us. And this passage literally means that all the authority, and we ask you for revelation of this, Lord, that we see that all the authority that you've been granted, that's been conferred to you when you died, rose from the dead, and sat at the right hand of God above all principalities, powers, rulers, dominions, that you've conferred that on the church, that we are your feet to rule and reign on this earth in accordance with your will as we walk in obedience to you. God, would you give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the authority that you've conferred upon us in the name of Jesus. Lord, sweep across Colorado. Begin to awaken the saints to the authority that you've delegated to them. And like was prayed, you're waiting for us to act on what you've already given us. We ask you to give us revelation and boldness to do that in the name of Jesus.
My authority, I choose to stand in your victory. I choose to walk in my authority. I choose to stand in your victory. I choose to walk in my authority. I choose to stand in your victory. I choose to walk. Walk my authority. I choose to stand. Stand in your victory. I choose to walk in my authority. I choose to stand.
Just stand and sing that. Would you lead this in that again?
Wait, so is it my authority or his authority? Is both?
Let's sing your.
All right, your? Yeah. Let's be safe.
2, 3. I choose to walk in your authority. I choose to stand in your victory. I choose to walk for your authority. I choose to stand in your victory. I choose to stand in your victory. I choose to stand in your victory. I choose to walk in your authority. I choose to stand in your victory.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, for your overflowing mercy, and for your grace, and for your presence that is so fulfilling that it aligns our hearts and our minds. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for this assembly. We thank you for everybody that is present here. With our hearts united, we cry out for your kingdom. For your will to be done in our lives, in our church, in our community, in our nation, and the church global. Father, we know that you want us always to shine for your glory. Your glory shine in us and through us. And as Pastor Mike was saying, to pray for laborers. Yes, Father, we cry out and we pray for labor. For labor that would be so willing to reach out the darkest places. Labor that will be exposed to vulnerables, and that would reach out to the people that are rejected, to the people that are unreached, to the people that are lost that are in darkness, Lord. Lord, I pray that our communities, our lives, and our churches, all the churches in Colorado will be lighthouse. And our light will shine and people will incline and people will come and they will be attracted and they will seek the truth and they will come to Jesus. We know this is the time, Lord. I pray that we will carry the heart and sense of urgency in this very time. It is for your glory. We know that you are doing amazing things, things that we can't imagine, things that we can't fathom. You are doing it, Lord. We want to be a part of it. We offer ourselves, Lord. Here we are. Here we are, Lord. Here we are. Thank you for what you are doing in our lives, in our community. And yes, you are doing amazing and marvelous work, even in the areas, in the government, in the Supreme Court, and in every industry, like marketplace, like entertainment industry, Lord. Yes, help us to pour out your love, to extend your love and your grace to those people so that they will come to you, Lord. It is not about anybody. It is not about anything, but just you. It's all about you. It's all about you. Yes, Lord. I thank you for this altar or prayer. We know we have this peace and confidence that whatever we ask in prayer, you give us. So I pray that there will be no spirit of fear. There will be none, even an ounce of fear in the church, in our communities, Lord. You are the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for you, Lord? We dare to ask you big things. We dare to ask impossible things that cannot happen, things we cannot conceive in our human minds and flesh. But yet, we ask and we pray and we cry out in faith because our God is big God and He can do everything, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. We seek your face. We humbly seek your face. We yield to you. For your glory, for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sweet Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for who you are. We ask and we prophesy for it that as this is the doors, we pray that the doors of the eyes would be open. Let them who can see, see. Let them who can hear, hear. The doors of the ears would be open to perceive the things of God in both the unbeliever and the believer, so that the believer has an easier time relating with the unbeliever, so that when the unbeliever receives the words from the believer, the words that you have given them, they will resonate with yes. truth within them, and they will be opened, and they will be attracted. Lord, I thank you that during this prayer time, I saw you stepping in step with the laborers. Each step they took towards a person, Lord, you were in step with them. And we don't do this alone. I just thank you that you will give us the words to speak. You will give us the passion with which to present your word and the love with which to receive that person. We thank you, O Lord, that I also saw as we were praying, I saw one angel and he poured gold over me. Another angel poured light over me. And then I poured it out over the territory of Colorado. And I think gold represented, it's like a conduit because it's a metal. And I think the light represented power. And so I just pray that you will ignite the church to be a conduit of your power, Lord. That you, O Lord, your power will be made known, your glory manifest, so that no one can deny who you are and that you are alive, you are active, and you are attractive. You are ready to call your people home. In Christ's name, amen.
I'm just going to have a few more prayers and then we'll close. But I just want to say, I just felt like your agreement tonight in these prayers, whether you're praying out loud or not, that the agreement is so powerful. When we agree with heaven, even like when you see like Mary and the angel comes and speaks to her, Mary didn't pray, she just agreed with the word of the Lord. And there's this agreement. It says where two or more are gathered in my name, and that's the agreement, there I am in the midst. And so I just want to encourage you that in these prayers, like your amen, your let it be so, your yes, the Lord hears those things, and it actually like gravity pulls heaven to earth, on earth as it is in heaven. And so you're doing it. I feel like this is awesome what's happening, but I know not everybody has a chance to pray, but it's not just, your agreement is just as powerful as the prayers that are being prayed. And so coming together is there's something powerful in the corporate prayer of calling things down and then others coming to an agreement. It like increases that draw from heaven to earth. So stay in that place of just agreement.
So whether you're sitting or standing, move your feet. The concept of feet in a Hebrew worldview is it's the point of contact between you and the earth. It's the point at which you, as a child of God, contact the realm of the earth. Jeff, I love your words. Because if he's put all things in subjection under Messiah's feet and given him as head over all things to the church, he also said this, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. I left for a while to go walk around the building because I just couldn't sit still anymore. What am I doing right now? Treading. You can't tread when you're standing still. And I figured out, and thank you, Jeff, for exciting this in me, I'm going to pray against the identity disorder that has engulfed the church. We don't know who we are. And Marcus started off a long time ago with, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Here's where that comes from. Deuteronomy 32:1. Before there were chapter numbers and verse numbers in Scripture, this was known as Ha'azenu. Ha'azenu, Hashemayim, Ve'adeberah, Ve'tishma, Ha'aretz, Imri, Pi. Here's what he said. Give ear, O heavens, to what I say. Shema, listen with obedience, O earth, to the words of my mouth. He's speaking two different ways. To heaven, he says, hey, just give me an ear so that you hear what I'm saying. But then he says to earth, obey the words of my mouth. Because the will on earth needs us for the will in heaven to be made manifest. So thank you, Father. You have entrusted us with so much. Thank you that through Messiah, through Christ, you have put all things under his feet, including every name that is named in this age and also in the age to come. And when we pray against disease, you know, everyone knows diseases has a name that was given by man. We have authority over all those names. Father, thank you that not only do we carry that authority, but you've given us power because that power was placed under your feet. You've given us power over all the designs of the adversary, over the enemy. And all we have to do is walk in faith and tread upon snakes and scorpions and over all of his power. So, Father, I pray and I speak and I declare that we are going to lose our identity disorder of not knowing who we really are. And that you will make it come to sit home with each of us in a new way, a fresh way, a wake up in the morning and go, oh my God. gosh, that just hit home. That just settled in. And I think for the first time, I really understood it. And then give us the grace and the mercy to go out and to walk on the enemy. And to leave him going, I don't like being walked on. Father, we thank you for that. In Jesus' name.
When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately they received their sight and followed him. Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said. Be clean. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her in compassion, and he said, don't cry. When Jesus saw the weeping, and the Jews had come along with her, also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. Jesus wept in compassion. I've had this phrase in my head for some time. Sympathy sees the pain in others, but empathy does something about it. Empathy is aligned with compassion. Here's the definition of compassion. Sympathetic consciousness of others' distress together with a desire to alleviate it. Some call it passion. Others call it motivation. Others call it their why. There's all sorts of words for this. But at the end of the day, when we're moved to compassion, it's a catalyst, Lord. Things begin to move. Change starts to take place. History is changed, Lord, in our midst. I thank you, God, right now that there's an awakening taking place in the broad room. That love, God, is manifesting as compassion, Lord. When we're moved to compassion, your good word is preached. When we're moved to compassion, the captives are set free. When we're moved to compassion, the sick are made well. God, when we are moved to compassion, the dead are raised. Lord, when we're moved to compassion, the labor pool becomes a workforce, Lord. When we're moved to compassion, when we're moved to compassion, the fields become a harvest. God, I thank you. I thank you, God, that the fields are ripe. Lord, I thank you that there is a harvest upon us, Lord. But it's not until our hearts are moved to compassion, to activate and convict our hearts, Lord, that action happens, that compassion becomes a verb, Lord. So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, God, when we're moved to compassion, Lord. Things will take place, God. Our marriages will be changed. Our families will be transformed. Revivals will take place, Lord. Awakening takes place in the bride, Lord, when we're moved to compassion. Critical mass, Lord. An entire bride, an entire group, an entire people, Lord, moved to compassion, God, can change history. God, I thank you that our hearts are being moved to compassion, Lord, in this very moment, Lord. I thank you for the conviction of our hearts, Lord, and an awakening of the bride. Lord, every soul in the state of Colorado shall be saved.
lift up our youth real quick, Father God, and just ask all the prayers we've been praying would just be sprinkled on them. But Father, as the rock is the covering of Castle Rock Christian Academy, I ask, Father God, that you'd move in power and in might. Amen. On the upper campus, God.
Yes.
That you would shut down where the enemy has come in and been speaking death and suicide and just ugly words among them, Father God. Shut him down. Give leadership wisdom and insight. Let them see what's happening, God, and give them strategy and how to lead these kids. But, Father, you know the ones that are desperate for a good dad, and you're a good dad. So I ask you to father them, that you'd shift their hearts, that you'd show up tonight. This ends tonight. That you meet with them, that they have an encounter with you that changes them forever, Lord. You know the boys, especially, that are so broken and that need you so desperately, Father, and they're hurting one another, Father. That stop now. In Jesus' name, we say no more. We say, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are enough. You can speak words that edify and encourage. You all know how to love on one another. We just release the Holy Spirit to lead you in this. Father, father them. Father them. Shut the mouth of the enemy and shut the door that he's come in. And move in power and might for these kids. In Jesus' name. Yes.
Amen. I just want to close with this verse here, and then we can just worship as we close. Or I love just the this kind of play back and forth here. It's so good. I want to just go back into this, the end of Matthew 9, where Jesus is talking about this harvest, and he says Jesus went through all the towns and the villages. By the way, Jesus lived a life on this earth to show us how to live on this earth. And he says he went through all the towns and the villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. That's a good example for us right there. This is what we all get to do. And it says, and when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and they were helpless, like sheep, like little lambs, without a shepherd. It says, and he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out the workers into the harvest field. Just as Jeff was saying, as he was walking into these gas stations and these places and seeing these people, that they're like little lambs, they're sheep, and they have no shepherd. And here we are, at the end of John, Jesus is talking to Peter. He says three times, he says, do you love me? He's like, yeah, I love you, Lord. Feed my sheep. Do you love me? Yes, Lord. Take care of my lambs. Do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. Feed my sheep. Lord, I thank you that you have such compassion on the lost. Lord, give us your heart. Even as we're praying and we're crying out for this and we're asking for laborers, Lord, begin with us, that wherever we go, into the highways, into the byways, Lord, whoever we come in contact with, Lord, that we don't miss the opportunity to be like you, Jesus, and to actually, out of compassion and out of the love that you have for them, that we would have that same love, that we would be like shepherds, like you, Lord, and that we would help those that are lost, and we would set them free from the captivity that they're in, from the bondage that they're in, and we would say, we have a shepherd that can watch over you. Let me introduce you to this shepherd. So Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that you first loved us, that we can then, out of that love, love those around us. Lord, increase the light within us. Strengthen us. Put your spirit within us. Lord, let us be moved by compassion, by the same heart that you had as you walked on the face of this earth. We thank you, Lord, that you call us to be the laborers. You call us to be the ones that would have compassion on those around us. And you, that Isaiah 61, you put your spirit upon us, that the spirit of the sovereign Lord has anointed us in this very time to preach the gospel and to set the captives free. So thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have. Now may we say, here we are, Hineni. Send us into the fields, for the harvest is ripe. In Jesus' name.
I choose to walk in my authority, yours. I choose to stand in your victory. I choose to walk in your authority. I choose to stand in your victory. I choose to walk. I choose to walk in your authority. I choose to stand
in your victory.
I choose to walk.
Stand in your victory.
I choose to walk in your authority. I choose to stand. Stand in your victory.
One more time.
I choose to walk in your authority. I choose to stand. Stand in your victory.
Your beard.